Good day, everyone. This is Avalon.
And this is Edward.
And this is Life. I want to mention today we are actually trying out a different technology called Google Voice. The quality may not be the same. We will work that out in the sound effect room as we are out of studio today.
But that's us. Always up with technology. I actually leave that up to Avalon and the producers. I am not a tech suave guy.
Today on Life, it is episode 19. Don't forget to hit the subscribe, like, and life support buttons. Here on episode 19, Edward, tell them what today is about.
I would like to talk about the usage of masks and are we always proper in the usage of masks? That's what I'd like to talk about today.
Sounds good.
So one thing I would like to start off by talking about is the magical restaurant table. Now, I still travel extensively, as I know you do. I have found it remarkable that all restaurant tables, and I think it's only for the restaurants that require masks when you walk in the door. They seem to be the only ones that have this technology. You can wear the mask all the way to your table, take the mask off and sit down at your table in the same crowded room that you just walked through, you're safe. I don't know what kind of technology, some sort of laser barrier, force field. I do not know what's going on there.
Similar to crossing over a county line, a city line, a state line, and suddenly, poof, it's magic. There's nothing on the other side.
That is so true. The magical line. I don't know how it works. I am dying to buy stock in this technology. I tell you that much right now.
That sounds fantastic.
Also, in the same restaurant, the staff that wait on your tables are required to wear a mask. These fine people working and trying to earn a living are having to put up with a mandate to where they got to hustle back and forth, work hard, wearing a mask, which gets uncomfortable, as most people know. While the people come in and think that their table miraculously keeps them from any germs, take their mask off. And it's okay to put the server who's wearing a mask, doing their job, hustling back and forth, has to come to the table, wait on these people that in their world believe that the mask saves all, except they don't need it at the table at the restaurant. They are willing to put the same server at risk of spreading germs if the role was reversed and they were outside wearing their mask, walking into a department store. This same person walked up without their mask. They're going, oh my gosh, you're putting me at risk. Where does that line of logic come from? I mean, you're doing the same thing, except you're actually in a room full of people, more confined, and let's be honest, restaurants don't have medical-grade ventilation systems. I don't understand the thinking there. It is a hypocrisy.
Indeed a hypocrisy. As you walk into a restaurant, you can already smell the food, so you know it's not the freshest air. The windows haven't been opened. The doors are only opened as customers go in and out the door, so there's nothing clean or fresh about the air as well.
Exactly. Great point. You're walking into an environment that's usually full of patrons and staff. You're okay with taking your mask off at a table and putting a server at the risk that you believe is there on the other side of the doors. But if the roles were reversed, you would absolutely find that person violating you as not respecting your wishes of wearing a mask to keep me safe. The hypocrisy is one of the biggest things I find bothersome with these mask mandates. Some of the people that wear these masks who really want to put the blame on someone for having their own choice by saying, well, you know, you're not a true patriot. All of a sudden, not wearing a mask makes me unpatriotic. I find fault with that due to the fact, as I've mentioned before, I served in the military. I put my life on the line a few times. I highly doubt that me not wearing a mask makes me unpatriotic.
Indeed, including the I am not caring about somebody else's health because I choose to not cover my face. My health is my health. Your health is your health. Your health has nothing to do with what I'm doing with my face. And you are taking your own risk by going out into public, face covered or not covered, to be around any persons or anything, including pollen, let alone viruses and germs. I must say I have not and never will be a mask wearer for personal reasons as well. Well, as practical reasons, I have my opinions. I can only say what I view and what I know, including that the box says even wearing a mask, you can still get a virus by wearing the mask that is in the said box. So I find it almost comical that many people choose to wear such face coverings. Interesting fact, there are 6 billion germs on your hand at any given moment. Every human.
I would hate to have to count those, that's for sure. Back to the point that you're saying, it's such a valid point. These same people that will sit there and accost you for not wearing a mask, even though they're wearing one, and saying that you don't care about the health of society, I guarantee you most of them's been to a restaurant and took their mask off at that same magical table. You're not putting people at risk that you're claiming? This is a hypocrisy.
Indeed. Oftentimes, these people are wearing these face coverings because they have a health issue. But now you're bringing your health issue out into public. Is that risking me and my health?
Well, and good point. In their eyes, it's only risking them if you don't go by the rules. They're allowed to break them when they see fit, walking into the restaurant to sit at the magical table. And let's also talk about this fact. You're wearing a cloth mask. How often do you think these people put their masks in hot water and wash them in germ-killing detergent, or their surgical mask, replace them after one use, which is recommended by the almighty CDC, by the way. How many people do you think are actually following these guidelines every day?
None. And here's another interesting fact. The simple surgical masks that you see people in that are being tossed on the ground and filling up landfills across this country and around the world were only invented to keep the saliva from nurses and doctors from landing on patients while they were doing surgery. That was the main intent and has been the main intent this entire time, but suddenly that is some magic that is going to keep people from getting ill. I find it interesting how many people have been wearing a face covering and still have gotten a virus or a cold or something else. Hasn't worked for them, has it?
No, hasn't worked because it's a cloth mask in most cases. The only thing that cloth mask is doing is catching the spittle, the snot, the germs, the exhales from your breath, and anything that's in the air that you're breathing in through the cloth. It's not a filtering system. It is not going to keep germs or bacteria from coming through or going out. Yes, it might slow it down a little bit. Are we talking about true safety here, or are we just talking about something that was put out to sit there and say, oh, you do this, you'll be safe, and if somebody's not doing it, you tell them they should. Again, lemmings clip.
And it's interesting. A lot of folks who have been opposed have called it the muzzle in efforts to cover your mouth so you don't say anything. I can't see you say something. I can't hear you say anything. Interesting.
No, that's a very interesting fact. They have put the spin on it that anybody that has your own personal choice, anybody has their own personal thoughts about this, you are shunned upon, you're looked at as if you're not patriotic, that you're against keeping society healthy, but yet the same people can do it by walking into a restaurant and sitting at a table and taking off their mask and putting everybody else at risk. You tell me how any of this is sane. Why are we allowing ourselves to be controlled by a group of people saying, and let's be honest, the same group of people have flip-flopped on their mask mandates and what a mask should or shouldn't and can and won't do several times throughout the course of this whole issue. Why should we let them continue to be allowed to put a group of people into this unsafe, in a lot of areas, situation to where if they choose not to wear a mask to the grocery store, you're telling them they're not human enough, basically, to be allowed in because you don't care about other human beings. Well, do these people really care about human beings, or do they care more about having the power to tell people in this society what to do and what their thinking is and what they think is right or wrong? And also, what about their portfolios? You're going to tell me that nobody at any of these larger groups, or one, Dr. F, doesn't have stock and money at stake here?
Oh, indeed. There's more going on to anything that will be noted until 20 years from now when it, so to speak, doesn't matter anymore and these people are dead. That's the reason why some information they wanted to keep quiet for 50 years, which is absolutely ridiculous when you're forcing people to live in this situation currently, now, and like you said, have flip-flopped because they know masks do not and have never worked. There's an N95. There's the pretend KN95, which is not an N95. And it's the closest thing on a day-to-day basis that you can wear without wearing a full headgear gas mask or a hazmat suit that would actually keep the germs out. It's
right.
Highly ridiculous. And that so many people have been convinced, as you mentioned, by a small group of people who are ruling 9 billion people. It's almost, as you say, at a whim. Like, oh, watch this. And you have people running scared. The thing that upsets me as a psychologist is the children. You are covering children's faces and the faces of the adults that they're dealing with and hurting their human normal, and I say it again, normal development of emotions and psychological attitudes towards the world. These children are afraid, and they're afraid of their parents. They're afraid of their teachers. They're afraid of strangers with and without these face coverings. They don't know what to do and what is right and what is wrong. And they're still too young to make their own decisions. It is frightening what these children are going through. And some will be brainwashed by their parents or by their teachers that they should still be wearing these coverings. And there is no reason to. And then they're going to have issues as they get older into teenage years and adults because of what has happened these last 2 years.
Totally agree. Last week, I'm driving into my office and I stop off to get gas. And it was earlier in the morning, late by my standards, but it was early in the morning. The gas station I'm pulling into is a local thoroughfare for students in the neighborhood to walk to their respective high school. They're outside. And we're not talking walking in groups of 10s or 20s. We're talking with kids walking in groups of 2s and 3s. All of them masked. Outside. Not even in groups. Masked. I felt horrible about that. I wanted to also go back and say one thing about what you talked about, the N95s. N95s would be the most protection, per se, that you could get out of a standard issued mask. You are correct. But even that needs to be changed out daily. This isn't something that you can wear for a week and then get rid of it. But if you notice, the prices on these things are $6, $7, $8 a piece. Everybody's supposed to be able to go out and spend hundreds of dollars on these for your family to keep them real safe. Well, you know, I can get that cloth mask that I can rewash, which we know most people don't, and feel safe because people higher up who are supposed to know better tell me it'll keep me safe, but it doesn't, again, because it's a piece of cloth. It's a handkerchief. It's your shirt sleeve. So what is the difference in me not wearing a mask and me just pulling my shirt up over top of my face? It's the same thing. How is that not allowed? Well, it's not a mask. Same material.
It is 100% the same thing. So if I sit on an airplane and I have to cover my face, there's no reason I shouldn't be able to just stick my nose in my shirt. And talk about air quality that's horrible. You're breathing in air that is repetitively bred. They say that it is fresh air in the airplanes. There's some, but I think breathing your own air in your own face mask is much worse than breathing that air in. And there have been health studies, but those always get shut down and quieted as to what a lack of oxygen and breathing in your own carbon dioxide is doing to your brain and doing to the developmental piece on children and doing to the development of children get shut down.
Good point. One last thing that I would bring up there, Avalon. Where are the environmentalists? I don't care where I go anymore. It could be in a grocery store. It could be on the street. It could be in an office building. It could be the mask taken off by the people that want to stay safe. They need to go grocery shopping, so they're forced to wear a mask. They take these masks off. They throw them on the ground just as if it's normal. Okay, I want to throw this down there. Not once have I heard an environmentalist sit there and complain about the new litter. You know why? Because they don't care. If it's not one of the big agendas, they're not going to want to talk about it. Here is something, and I'm sure everybody that's listening to me right now has seen it, and it's disgusting. This is the mask that somebody has just taken off their face, thrown on the ground because they didn't have the decency to walk 10 feet to a trash can somewhere, and it's full of their germs. You're right there saying, I'm safe enough to wear a mask because I care, but I'm going to throw it on the ground hoping somebody else paid minimum wage or less has to pick it up with the potential of having touched it to get their germ. Hypocrite.
Well, and here's a fun hypocrite thing. As we learned from the original SARS years ago, those masks are meant for people who are sick to minimize their sneezes or their coughs from going out to other people, not for healthy people to be wearing. Why have I seen a number of people pull their mask down, sneeze, and then pull it back up?
Because they don't want to get it in their mask. That's why you have a shirt sleeve made out of the same material.
Thank you for that.
You know me, Avalon, I believe everybody has their own right to live their life. All I ask is that people sit there and look what's going on around them and actually question. Don't just look at something and take it for granted. Take the next step. What caused that action? Is that action worthy? If you want to wear a mask, by all means, wear a mask. I do not care. But don't be the hypocrite to call out somebody else when you've done it yourself. In any situation, from wearing the mask to not wearing it in a restaurant, to throwing it on the ground for somebody else to worry about. Remember, we're all just wanting to live and enjoy the day. We wake up for that every day. We hope for a tomorrow. Everybody, someone, look forward to tomorrow. Quit taking that tomorrow away from everybody that wants to make a free choice for themselves and their families on how they live day to day. You're taking away, for the last year and a half, people's tomorrows have been taken away because of this, because they couldn't go out and live life.
Extremely true. You know, as I say, question the narrative, and in this case, follow the money. My second favorite saying. Those of us who've questioned this from the very beginning, you and I both, have wondered what is really going on. I know we're not the only ones who have felt this way. It's very interesting as things are loosening. More and more people have been surfacing. Some of us have been quiet fighters in the background this entire time. It is so good to see so many more people finally questioning the narrative.
Amen on that. I'm not even religious, but woo, amen. We have seen history repeat itself from the 60s and 70s into the 90s and the 2000s with the pharmaceuticals and what they were allowed to get away with government help. Same thing is happening again now. Question the narrative. What I hope we can do in future episodes, start questioning and start raising people's awareness. Where do these decisions actually come from and why? Why are these decisions made? To control people the way they do. Look at the TV and understand that if you're watching one of these major news channels, you're watching a billionaire's opinion. His own, her own op-ed. There's no news on it. There is no news. So with that, Avalon?
Well, my last thought is it's not only our elected government officials, it's the appointed ones who, as it's becoming somewhat apparent, who have investments, who have stock and options in these companies that are making money out of these other companies that are influencing those decisions. Yes, this is something we definitely need to discuss further.
I agree. One thing that just hit my mind is we want to sit there and allow people have the freedom to whether their family members or their children can get or need medical procedures done. If you belong to a certain faith or you belong to a certain group, I could actually go in and grab my child who maybe needs chemo treatments and say, that's against our faith, that's against our religion, and pull them out and let them die. But yet, the government wants to force mandate on everybody's throat and call out those that aren't conforming to their desires and to their commands, are willing to throw their medical, private information out for everybody to see. Oh, you're not vaccinated. You're anti-this. You're anti-society. You're anti-vaccine. Everything's anti. Everything's negative for anybody that wants to have a free choice. Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
It's a rant, but I truly believe people need to really look at things. And if you're one of these people that are listening that wear a mask, fine, but don't judge others. Quit being the judgy one. Let everybody live for tomorrow. We've had enough of tomorrow taken away over the last year and a half, 2 years. Time to let people start having tomorrows their own way. And not told what their tomorrow is going to be. If you're one of these people that do wear a mask and you're gung-ho about it, fine. But do me a favor. Shop local, act local. Somebody in your little area makes handmade masks. Go buy them from them and quit using Amazon or the big box stores.
And there you have it. From the always has been, always will be maskless face outside of the studio, this has been Avalon.
And Edward, without a mask.
And this is Life.
This episode has been brought to you by 1 Minute Calm. Breathe, live and love the moment you're in. Enjoy 1 Minute Calm to experience a deserved moment of peace, serenity, and mindfulness. Smile. You deserve this minute of joy. 1 Minute Calm can be found on all the major social media networks at 1 Minute Calm. Zimoff Entertainment International.